Mesechtes Avodizor, Daf Chav Tes, 10 lines from the top of Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, and the Gemara continues to discuss various ailments, and the Gemara begins, Amar Bishur Malevi, Mal and Avankli B'Shabbos, that one is allowed to straighten Avankli on Shabbos, as this is considered Pekuach Nefashos, and the Gemara asks, My Avankli, that what does this refer to? And Amar Baba, Istum Chudliba, that this refers to the dislocation of a muscle by the heart, and Rashi explains, Deifne Basa Shetachas Alev, Hutarpasa, Elish Nachrina, Tunuch, This refers to a lobe that's by the heart, and therefore there is pekuach nefashos. And as Rashi states, v'zeh ikar, the Gemara asks, "Maya susa?" That how do you heal this issue? And the Gemara explains, "Maisi kamina kavaya v'ninya v'gadona v'sishri v'vadasa." And you bring a ladle full of cumin, as well as mint, as well as other spices and grasses. And the Gemara continues to explain, "Laliba b'chamra," that if you are trying to heal someone's heart, then you take these ingredients and you mix them together with wine. And the simon to remember that in order to heal someone's heart, you use wine is based on the pasuk in Tehillim that states, and wine will gladden a person's heart, and therefore we see that yain is relevant to a lev. And the Gemara continues, and if someone has a sickness where it's hard for him to breathe, then you would take these ingredients and you would mix it in water, and the person would drink it, and the simnach and the simon to remember this is based on the pasuk in Bereishis that says ruach elokim rachefes al pnei mayim, and therefore we see a relationship between ruach and mayim. And the Gemara continues lekuda b'shichra, and if a woman is in the middle of giving birth and she's very cold, then you would give her a drink of these ingredients that are mixed together with beer. The simnach and the simon to remember this is based on the pasuk in Parshas Chayesara by the maisa with Eliezer and Rivka, and the pasuk tells us by hihu tarim kilu daba v'hine and the word chada sounds like the word kuda, which is just the ailment that we're referring to. And as Rashi says, shichma that since the word shichma starts with a shin and chaf, and the word shecher starts with a shin and chaf, therefore this will remind us that when a woman is in labor, that you take these ingredients and you mix it with beer and have this lady drink this liquid, and this will make her feel better. And ayin Rashi agadona. Asev Marhu, this is a bitter herb, v'hu merub yulavan. And Rashi explains, Avdata, Ezai, this refers to Aesop. And Rashi explains, Lakuda, Choyle, Ishir, Ledes, Mestanen, Salamajbar. And the Gemara continues to talk about this remedy, and the Gemara states, of Achabred, Rav, Shachle, Lakulu, Bade Adadi, Vishachle, Moloi, Chomesh, Etzpase, Vishasile, that of Achabred, Rav, would take all these ingredients and would grind them all together, and he would then take a fistful of this mixture and mix it together with the liquid that we stated previously, and then he would drink it. However, the Gemara continues that Rav Ashi would do this a bit differently, as Rav Ashi shochech kol chad v'chad l'chudei v'shochech moloi otzpei rabasi moloi etzpei zutrasi, and he would grind each ingredient by itself, and he would take just a bit of each ingredient and put it into the liquid. The Gemara refers to a pinch of each, and he would take the amount that would fit between his middle finger and his thumb, which we would call a pinch of an ingredient, and he would then add it to the appropriate liquid. And the Gemara tells us, Amra Papa, and Rapapa told us that he tried to use these ingredients in order to be healed, and he tried it in various different ways, and it still didn't heal him, until he was told by an Arab that he should take a new jug, and he should fill it with water, and add a spoonful of honey, and he should leave this mixture outside of his house overnight and underneath the stars, and he should then drink this mixture. And Rav Papa did this and he was healed. And Ayin Rashi, Kuz is a kli cotton, is a small kli, and Tavad is Moloi Chaf, is a spoonful. Bekei Chavi is Tachas HaKei Chavim Bachotza Shaloi Bebayis. The Gemara continues, Tanar Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, Shisha Dvar Merapoyin Esachil Mecholyoi Ufuasin Rufua, and Ve'eluhein Kruv Vesradin Omesisin Yvesha Vekevas Veheres Veyeseres HaKaved, and Ve'yesh Imrim Af Dogim Ktanim V'loi Oid El Shadogim Ktanim Mafin Umabin. And the Braisa teaches us that there are six things that heal a person, and their refuah would be a proper refuah, and it would be a permanent cure. These are the six. Number one, using cabbage. Number two, using beets. And number three, if one takes dry pennyroyal and he soaks it in water and drinks that water. And some explain that cave is referring to a small animal as well as the womb of an animal. And as Rashi states, Rachma Shel Behima, as well as the diaphragm of the animal, and some say that even small fish is a good cure. And the Braisa teaches us that another benefit of eating small fish is that it will make a person fruitful and also strengthen the entire body of a person. And the Braisa continues, Asar dvar machsinus achol l'chol yoy v'chol yoy kosher, that there are 10 things that if a person does them, then they'll actually return his sickness, and the sickness will even get worse. And Eluhain, and these are the 10, ha'ichol basa shar shumam b'sar tzali b'sar tziparim u'beyat sluya v'shechlayim v'teglachas u'mercha tzogvina v'kaved v'yesh oimim af ha'gazin v'yesh oimim af kishuyin and tanri ha'shmol lam nikru shmon kishuyin m'pnei yishen kashlon chol gufi shal adam k'charavais. And the Braisa teaches us that the 10 items are: number 1, if someone eats fat meat of an ox; number 2, if someone eats roasted meat; number 3, if someone eats the basa of a bird; and number 4, if someone eats a roasted egg; number 5, if someone eats cress; number 6, if someone shaves; number 7, if someone goes to the bathhouse; number 8, by eating cheese; number 9, eating liver. Finally, there's a question as to number 10, as some say the 10th one is eating nuts, and some say the 10th one is eating cucumbers. And in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, they taught a brisa, why are cucumbers called kishuyin? That is because they're bad for a person's body, just like swords. And the Gemara now continues and quotes from the second din that we saw in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin Aleph, and the Mishnah stated, "Ve'im mistapim hem b'chol makom divra meir." There are meir hold that you can't take a haircut from an akum in any place. And as Rashi in the Mishnah said, "Afilu b'shvila rishis rabim sha'im sham tadir shem yachtech savoyer betar." However, "Cham imim b'shis rabim muta avoloy beinoy lebeinoy." And our Gemara continues and brings a brisa as Tana Bonon Yisrael mistapim oiv kichavim roy b'mara v'oiv kichavim mistapim Yisrael kibush shagir leblarisa yishem in his yaday. That if a Jew is taking a haircut by a guy, then he should look in a mirror. And if a guy is having a haircut from a Jew, then the Jew has to make sure that when he gets to the back of the guy's hair and he gets to his ponytail, then he must stop, as he can't cut that area, as otherwise he's helping him to perform his avodah for his avodah zarah. And Ayin Rashi, that why should a Jew look in a mirror? And Zok Rashi, Luris Mistapi Yafa B'umnais, and this is in order that the Jew could be looking in the mirror in order to see that the barber is doing a good job and he's cutting his hair nicely. And now the guy will think that since the Jew is makpin on this, chashvu, then he must be chashiv, and he'll be scared to kill him. And Rashi says, and the Gemara continues, that we just saw in the Braisa, that the Braisa taught us, and the Gemara asks, that what are we referring to as Ibrishis Rabim, as if the Jew is taking a haircut from the guy in Rishis Rabim, Lomli Mara, then why would you do the mirror if the Rabbanon stated that you could take a haircut from a guy in a Rishis Rabim, the Ibrishis Yachid, and if he's taking a haircut from a guy in a Rishis Yachid, and there's no one around to protect him, so Kiroi might have a, so who cares that the Jew is looking into a mirror, but a mice the guy could kill him? And the Gemara answers, La Ilam Rishis Yachid, Vekim and Ikamara, Mishazi Kadum Choshev, as we saw from Rashi. And the Gemara continues, Rav Chanan Bab Bizna, have Mistapma Yvichom Bishvilin Nada, Rav Chanan Bab Bizna was taking a haircut from a guy, and he was in the alleyways of Nada, which was out of the city, and Amalei Chana Chana Yoy Koyach Lezuga, and the barber said to Rav Chanan Bab Bizna that your throat is so nice for my razor, and he was making it sound that he was going to kill him. And Omar and Rav Chanan Bab Bizna responded, Tasely the Avri Adrameya, that if I would be killed, then it's actually deserving to me to be killed, and this is my oinish for being over on the words of Rav Meir, as Rav Meir holds that even though he was in a place where people were passing by, and he was in Shvilin Nada, that it is still also to receive a haircut from a non-Jewish barber. And at this point in the Gemara felt that since this was outside the city, so was the Rishis Yachid, and if so, the Gemara is by the Rabbanu Le'Avar, then why did Rav Chanan Bab Bizna only state that he was Ivan Rav Meir, if L'Chiri was even Ivan the Din Rabbanon, as the Gemara is by the Rabbanu Le'Avar, certainly even Rabbanon would hold that it would be also to receive a haircut from a barber that's not Jewish in the Shvilin Nada, as Eimadam Rabbanon B'Shus Rabim, as B'Shus Yochim Yomar, and when the Rabbanon say that it's mutter to receive a haircut from a guy that is only in Rishus Rabim, but Shvilin Adar is a Rishus Yochid, therefore, even according to Rabbanon, how could Rav Chanan Bab Bizna have received the haircut from a guy? The Gemara answers, V'hu Savar, and Rav Chanan Bab Bizna felt, Shvilin Adar, even the Shchichi Rabim, K'Shus Rabim Dami, that even though the Shvilin Adar was outside of the city, but the Maisa, many people would walk on that path and walk on that road, and therefore he considered that that was similar to Rishus Rabim, and the Rabbanon would matter him to go and have a haircut from a guy, but even so, he was Ivan Rav Meir, and that's why he said that if he would be killed, that he would be deserving based on the fact that he was Oivan, the words Rameir, and the Gemara continues that the Brisa stated by Yechavim Stap Misol Kiman Shegil Blayrisa Shemidas Yadai, and the Gemara asks for Kama, and at what point does the Yisrael have to stop giving a goy to Hikad, and at what point is it considered that the Yisrael was a Gil Blayrisa? And the Gemara explains Amra Malkia Amra Adabahava Shleishet Spoyes Charuach, that the Yisrael cannot cut the hair of a goy within 3 etzpa of his ponytail, and we just mentioned Amir Ramachaya, and we know there's another Amir Ramachaya with a vav, and we already saw the next Gemara multiple times, and the Gemara states Amrav Chanina Breid Rav Ika Shpud Shvachis V'Gumoy Ramachaya Blurus Efemakla V'Gvina is Ramachaya. There are 6 memories of Ramachaya and Ramachaya, and the memories of Shpud Shvachis and Gumoy is Ramachaya with a vav, and the memories of Blurus, which is our Gemara Efemakla and Gvina, is Ramachaya with a hey, and Amrav Papa Masisun Masisun Ramachaya Shmeitzer Ramachaya, that any of these memories that discuss a Mishnah or Braisa, those were stated by Ramachaya with a hey, and if there's a Shmeitzer, which is just a member of Ba'alma, that was stated by Ramachaya with a vav, and Papa states Visimna, and a way to remember this is Masisun Malkasa, that a Braisa and a Mishnah is referred to the queen, and anything that has to do with the Mishnah or Braisa was stated by Ramachaya, and as Rashi states Shmoy Daimon Nakeva, and you will remember that was stated by Ramachaya, and the Gemara asks my Benayu, and what is the nafkamina between Rab Chanina and Rab Papa, and the Gemara explains Ikka Benayu Shvachais, and as Rashi explains that since the member regarding Shvachais is stated regarding a Mishnah, therefore it was stated by Ramachaya with a hey or with an aleph, not by Ramachaya with a vav, and Rashi then explains that according to Rab Papa, member of Eifa Mikla was actually stated by Ramachaya with a vav and not by Ramachaya, and Lefi Rashi both Rab Chanina and Rab Papa agree that Ramachaya and Ramachaya each had 3 memories, and according to Rab Chanina, Ramachaya stated the memories of Shpud, Shvachis, and Gumais, and Ramachaya stated Blurius, Efemakla, and Gvina, and according to Rab Papa, Ramachaya stated the memories of Shpud, Gumais, and Efemikla, and Ramachaya with an Aleph stated the memories of Blurius, and Gvina, and Shvachis, and Ayin Rashi, Diba Masal, Ika Ben Aw Shvachis, the Uka Rab Chanina, Kramachaya, Rab Papa, Kramachaya, Uma Ayel Efa Mikla Kramachayoi, and according to this, Rab Papa would also change Efa Mikla, and he holds as a member that was stated by Ramachayoi with a vav, the Hanach Tlas, or Shpud, Efa Mikla and Gumais, Shmaitse Ninu, Vleya Mistisa Kaima, where Rashi continues, Abel Shvachais, Amra Machayoi with a Yud or Hei, and he stated, Allah Krabbeleza, Dom Mishasenu, that taught us in the Mishnah, Mesechus Ksubis, that Fido Chlisloi Mea Shvachais, Kaifalasis Betzema, that even if a woman comes into a marriage with 100 Shvachais, then you can still force her to work and to work with wool. The chain blurs the hacha a perush the masisakai the tani leel shameless yadai vaasi iul lefushishira the chain vina the tani masisin, and also regarding vina, as we will see later on, that the Mishnah teaches us il dvar masurim amrina meplay maasuk vina say to chavim or perush Ramachaya, and Ramachaya comes to explain that, and Rashi is bothered that according to this there's actually 2 nafkuminais, and why did Gemara only say it could be now shvachais, and zok Rashi behind the Naka Talmud, the Ikka Benau Shvachais, the Loy Naka Shvachas Beifa Mikla, and he explains, a Milsera Machoya, the Asach Bera Papa Simon Nakat, that since Rab Papa gave a Simon regarding those memories of Rab Machoya, which is like a queen, therefore, Gemara only discusses the Nafkamina is that are relevant to Rab Machoya, and what he actually stated, and Ayin Rashi, as well as the Taisis and Mesechtes Ksubas, who discussed this further, and Ayin Shom, as to another Pshat as well, and Ayin Rashi, do a Masal Shpud, Bein Sodom, and the din of Shvachais is Bixubis Beperik Afalpi, and Gumais was Benidu Basimin, and according to Rab Chanina, Hani Tlash Meitzer Ramachayoy Amrino Mishmed Rab Adabava, and Blair is the Hachan, Efa Mikla de Makis Perik Basra. The Gemara teaches us, Loyitin Adam Efa Mikla, Al Gavin Makasim, Pleshiniris Kixubis Kakea, and Efa Mikla, Efa Kira, Shakali Visar of Ma'id Vishacha, Venir Kixubis Kakea, and it's also to use ashes on a person's skin as it looks like a tattoo. Too, and Vigvina Hacha Bepirka, this refers to our Perek, and as we'll see on Daflam and Hemabez, Omra Machaya, Omra Adabava, that the reason why it's Asa is Beplesh Mechlikim Paneh B'Shumun Chazir. And before we continue, let us point out that when the Gemara previously stated Likuda is B'Shichra, Rashi explained that this refers to a woman that's in labor and is cold, and the Aruch states, Pirish, Ruachu Sha'ichaz Isha La'achle Dasa V'Nikras Kuda, and this seems to be some sort of postpartum depression. And let us see the second Tesis on the Amid, and Tesis discussing the Shid with the Chacham that we saw in the Mishnah regarding taking a haircut from a guy, and the Chacham stated, B'shus Ram Mutah, Avaloi Beinoi Lebeina. And now that we learned how Gemara, we could understand Tesis, as Tesis points out, that certainly the Chacham did not have to tell us that the Yisrael cannot take a haircut from a guy when there is no one else there, as certainly we already learned that the Yisrael should not be misyachid with a guy in general, and even when he's not taking a haircut, as the Chashad on Ritzicha. Therefore, he explains that when the Chacham stated Avaloi Beinoi Lebeina, it means that they're not in Rishus Rabbim, and even if there are people that are walking by, it would still be Asar. And as Tesis says, Pirish B'makom She'irin Gil B'nei Adam Kol Kach Ki'ahid Rav Chana B'Shvila Da'ada. And as we explained, Avol Biyichu Mamish Le'itzrich the Tepik Le'i B'lei Mistapa Asal L'Zachrimay Mishum Shvichas Damim V'chein Yesh L'Farash Le'el Gabi Minika Ayin Shom. And also Ayin Tesis Diba Maskha Mistapa Ma'ivik Chavim Roya B'mara, where Tesis points out that it's Asal Ish Liris B'mara, that it's always Asal for a man to look in a mirror. And as Tesis explains, V'nira Ki'atam Mishum Le'yilbash Gava Simlis Isha the Mitagim Le'yisakim Gava B'tikuni Issa. 12 lines before the end of the Amid, Tesis states, U'miyu Eini Asa Ki'im Le'isnayis Da'ava Mishum Le'yilbash Gava Avle Stapa B'legalech V'liris B'mara Shle'yachpo B'atzmai Oy Mishum Me'chashinayim Vadei Muta And U'beichin Libais Hu'yedeya. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Beichin Libais, and he will know the truth as to why a person is looking in a mirror. And Tesis continues, V'aloch L'maisa the Asa L'stapa Ma'ivik Chavim El Mekain Roy B'mara V'afilu B'shus Rabim Midkam Rav Chana Tesli Da'avri Ad Rameo. And therefore it seems that we pass on Rameo V'dafka B'tar, and this Issa only applies when the guy is shaving the Jews here with a razor. And the reason is the Shchich Be'Hezeka B'kal, as it would be very simple for the barber to make believe that he only slipped and he slit his throat. But the Tesis points out Album Mishraim D'le Shchich B'Hezeka Shari M'yeshi Mo'achar, that certainly if there's another person with you, then it'll be mutter to take a haircut from a barber as long as he's using a scissor, as it would be very hard for the barber to make believe that he stabbed the Jew by mistake. And we continue on Daf Chav Tesser and Beis, and we begin the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah states Il Dvarim Shel Avi Chavim Asurin V'Isurin Isana, that these things that belong to Avi Chavim are Asar, and there would be an Isana, Hayayin, and wine would be Asar Bana, as we're concerned that they were Menasech La'Avei Dezara V'Achim Shel Avi Chavim Shem Mitchlasa Yayin. And if Avi Chavim originally had wine, and therefore there was a concern that it turned into Yayin Esech, so even though it turned into wine vinegar, it would still be Asa Bana. And as Rashi explains, Shoyim Mitchlasi Yayin Biyada Evichavim Lafuke Hecha Dezovin Evichavim Choyim Mitzmi Yisrael Gloi Misa Bana. And this is coming Lafuke, that if a guy had wine vinegar that he bought as wine vinegar from a Jew, then it would not be Asa. The time of the Asa Bana Mishun Adil Menaschayu V'choyim Mitzloi Menasech. And as we will see in the Gemara, that Evichavim is not Menasech vinegar to an Avi Dezara, and therefore in that case there would not be a concern of Yayin Esech. And the Mishnah continues, V'cheres Hadrani and Hadrian earthenware. And as Rashi states, B'gemar Mefarish Hashiro B'mayim, that they used to soak in water, V'yotzi Yayin Anivlabai, and then wine would come out of the walls of the earthenware keli. And because this water now has Yayin Esech in it, so it would be Asa Bana. And our Mishnah continues, V'iris Levuvin, and animal hides that had holes next to its heart. And as Rashi explains, Shakurian Keneged Alev, that they were ripped next to its heart, Dakin Lasses King Avedis Kachavim, and this was the derech to do for Avedis Kachavim, Umitzin Salev, Derech Hanegev, and then they would take the heart out through this hole, Umitzim Mishim Zivchei Mesim, and therefore this is Asa because of Zivchei Mesim, and Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimeb is Manshah Keresh Loi Ogol Asa, that the only time that this Issa applies is only when the hole is actually round. However, Mashach Mutar, if it's a long hole and it's a rip, then it would be Mutar, and as Rashi states, Shein Oisim King Avedis Kachavim, and this would not be the derech in order to take out the heart for Avedis Kachavim. And the Mishnah continues, Basa Nichtas Lavedis Kachavim Mutar Vayyotze Asa Mepleishu Kizivchei Mesim, that if there's meat that's about to go into an area where there's Avedis Zara, so if prior to going into the base of Avedis Zara, a Jew is able to get this meat from a guy, then it would be Mutar. However, meat that's coming out from a base of Avedis Zara would be Asa, as that would be like Zivchei Mesim and Divrei Rabbi Akiva. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. And the Mishnah continues, Ahochim L'Safais Asa Lassis Velasim Moin Vaboyim Mutarin, that those that are going on a pilgrimage to go to Avedis Zara, so it would be Asa to do business with them. However, it would be Mutar to do business with those that are coming back from a pilgrimage to Avedis Zara. And Rashi says, L'Tafais L'Tayis Avedis Chavim L'Merachayik, and they're traveling far, then Asa Lassis Velasis the Asa L'Maid L'Avedis Chavim, as they will go and praise Avedis Zara. And Rashi also says, V'oid the Zavni Midi the Istrich L'Avedis Chavim L'Tekrevis, as when they will buy items, they're going to buy those items that they will use for Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's Asa. And the Mishnah continues, Neidis Eidik Chavim, leather flask of Eidik Chavim, Vinkankineim, and earthenware jugs of Avodah Zarah, and Vinyayin Shiri Sol Konzpen, even if the wine that's in these flasks and in these jugs belongs to a Jew, then Asurin Visurin Isana, Div Rameah, as Rameah holds, it would still be Asa, and the Issa would be in Isana. However, Chum Imim Eini Surin Isana, and the Chum hold, the Issa would not be in Isana. And Ayin Rashi, Konzpen, Hichlis Ben Yayin Lakiyim, that you place wine in it in order to preserve the wine, and Bepashas, the Issa that we're referring to, is on the wine. However, when we learn the Gemara, we will see that some Rishonim learn that we're actually talking about the jugs and flasks. And the Mishnah continues that Chatzanim Vazagin Shal Evicham Masurim Vesurin Israelam, Divu Rab Meir, that we may hold that grape seeds as well as grape peels of Oivdav Vedizara are Asar, and the Issa will be in Isana. And once again, Vacham Oimim, the Chum Argument hold, Ain Isurin Isana, Ain Rashi, Chatzanim Vazagin, Pseil Shalanovim, Vigarin Shabbatechon. And the Gemara continues with another Machlekes between Ramey and the Chachamim, as a Marais of Greens based on Ikeshal Vacham Masurim Vesurin Isana, Divu Rab Meir, Vacham Oimim Ain Isurin Isana. And Rashi explains how Marais refers to Shuman Shel Dogim, and this is some sort of a fish dip, and the cheese of a specific place called a Nike, and it belongs to Eidik Chavim, then Rameh hold that it would be Asa Bana, and once again the Chacham argue, and they hold that it's not Asa Bana, and Legabi Marais, Rashi explains that the reason why Rameh states V'Yisurin Isana is Shem Ir B'Yayin, and Rashi explains Venus Besu Nike, Shem Akfar, Avol Shag Venus Mutarim Bana, over Gemara Mefarish Law, and the Mishnah continues that the Chum held that Gvinus Beis and Nike are also Bachila but Mutbana, and Am Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda tells us that Shal Rabbi Shmuel is Rabbi Shua, Kshayu Machem Aderech, that while Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shua were traveling, Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Shua the following, is Amuloy, as Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Shua, Mipreima also Gvinus Evdechavim, that why is it that Chum said that Gvinus Evdechavim is also Bachila, and yet it's still Mutbana, and as Rashi states, Mipreima also Rabbanan Kabayla, the Asura Bachila Vloibana, and Amalai and Rabbi Shua responded to Rabbi Shmuel, Mepreshim Amid Na'isa Bekeva Shalom Vela, that the reason why it's only Asa Bachila is because they curdle the cheese in the rennet of Nevela, and Nevela is Asa Bachila, and it's Mutabana. However, Amalai and Rabbi Shmuel responded to Rabbi Shua that this can't be the reason, as Valoi Kevas Eula Chamur Mekevas Nevela, but we know that the cave of an Eula is more Chamur than the cave of Nevela, and as we know that all parts of an Eula are Asa Bana, and is an Issa Me'ila, and even so, Amru, Kayan Shadaita Yafa, Sarfachaya, that although it may be disgusting to most Kayanim, but if a Kayan could handle it, then the Chacham held that it would be mutter for a Kayan to swallow the rennet of an Eila. And he continued, Vlei Haidlai, and even though we know that Chacham would not mask him, and they would not allow a Kayan to swallow the rennet of an Eila, however, Aval Amru, Einen Vlei Meilin, that even these Chachamim only held in Sidra Rabbanon, and the Kayan can't have enough of it, but ultimately there would not be an Issam Eila, as it's not considered a part of the animal. Therefore, how can you say that the Chum stated that Gvina of Oiv Chavim would be Asa based on the cheese being produced in the rennet of a Nevela? If the Chir, the rennet of a Nevela, is not considered a Nevela, although even Rabbanon made a Takana and made an Issa Benegeya Hegdish, however, that Issa should not apply Benegeya regular case of Nevela and regular case of Gvina Schulin. And why would it be Asa to eat Gvina Oiv Chavim? And our Mishnah now continues, Amaloy, Sir Bishua now responds to that the reason why the Chacham hold that Gvinas Besu Naiki is going to be Asa Bachila is because they curdle the cheese by placing it in the rennet of calves of Avodah Zarah. And as Rashi states, Bekevis Egla Avodah Zarah Shinasla Takrevis Vegabe Avodah Zarah Afilu Parish Asa the Nichal Benaficha Shiuri Yafa Kedamina Begemara and Benegei Avodah Zarah, there is a Chumra that even the waste product of those things that you use for Avodah Zarah are going to be Asa, as this was also used to serve the Avodah Zarah, as the Maisa person wants the animal to look fatter, and by having its waste inside the animal looks fatter. However, the Mishnah tells us that Amaloi, that Rabbi Shmuel was still bothered, and he asked Rabbi Shua in Cain, Lemaloi Yisrua Bana, that if the Issa of this Gvina is Bepreshim Amidah Issa Bekevus Eglavidis Kachavim, then Lachir should also be Asa Bana, and why is it that Chum held that Bedegei of Gvina's Beis Unaiki, it's only Asa Bachila, not Asa Bana? And I am first to explain that really Rabbi Shmuel's question is even according to Rameah, as even though Rameah stated that the Gvina based in Nike Shel Avodah Chavim is Asurim V'Isurim Isana, however, Rameah agrees that other Gvina is going to be Asa Bachila, even though it would not be Asa Bana, and therefore Rabbi Shmuel asked that why would it only be Asur B'Achila and not Asur B'Hanaa? And before you continue, let us see Rashi. Shadaita Yafa She'ina Koytsu Ma'izba. So for Rashi states, Goyma, they swallows it raw, and V'loi Hoidloi and Acham were not Ma'ida, La'imim came La'tiru L'chadchila. However, even the Chacham stated that Lo'i Nenav Lo'i Ma'ilin, V'choi Chedotanachi Shar Midraisa, our Rabbanon who degazuba, V'hachi Mashmalai Nenim Rabbanon, Vim Nena Imbam Ila, Almud Molesba Mila Shmamina, that High Cholav Hakonis Bekivas Oila, that this milk that is found in the cave of the Oila, Kapir Shabalmu, and therefore Midraisa is not Asa Bachila and not Asa Bana. And let's keep in mind that up until this point, Rabbi Shua wasn't able to explain properly to Rabbi Shmuel as to why Gvina is Asa Bachila and not Asa Bana. And the Gemara states, Hesil Dov Acher, but at this point, Rabbi Shua didn't want to discuss this further, as we will see in the Gemara, and therefore he changed the subject. And Amaloi and Rabbi Shua said to Rabbi Shmuel, Yishmol Hechat Kare, the Yishmol, how do you read this pasuk in Shir Hashirim that states, Yishakinim Nishikas Piu, Ki Tavim Dedechem Yayin, and do you read it Belashin Zacha as Ki Tavim Dedechem Yayin, as we have in Shir Hashirim, Oy Ki Tavim Nedayach, or do you read it Belashin Akeva, and you read it as Ki Tavim Dedechem Yayin? And Amaloi and Rabbi Shmuel stated, Ki Tavim Nedayach, that I read it as a Lashin Akeva, and the way I would explain the pasuk is that Klai Yisrael is saying about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu said about Klai Yisrael, which is referred to in Lashon HaKeva, that your love or your breasts are better than wine. And Mishnah states, Amalei Rabbi Shua said back to Rabbi Shmuel, Ein HaDavakein, that this is not the proper way to read his pasuk, and you should read the pasuk as Ki Tavim Dedechem Yayin, and the entire pasuk, Klai Yisrael speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kisses me with the kisses of his mouth, and the pasuk continues to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and speaks B'lashon Zachar, and Klai Yisrael says that your love for us is better than wine. And as Rabbi Shua continues, Sher Chaveir Mulamid love, and I could prove this from the next pasuk, as in Perak Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, and Sher Hashirim, the pasuk states, L'reach Shemanecha Toivim, Shemen Turak Shemecha, Alkein Alomas Ahivucha, and since the end of the pasuk states, Alkein Alomas Ahivucha, and the pasuk tells us that therefore women love you, so therefore it must be that the beginning of the pasuk is referring to a male, and it's stating L'reach Shemanecha Toivim, that because you have a very nice fragrance, therefore the women love you. And our Gemara begins, as our Mishnah stated, Eilu Dvarim Shalaydik Chavim Asurin V'Isurin Isana, and the Mishnah mentions Yayin, and the Gemara asks, Yayin Minolon, that how do we know that Midiraisa is an Issa to drink and to have Anah from Yayin Esech? And the Gemara says, Amra Bavua, as Amakra, as the Pasuk in Pasha Zinu states, Ashechilu Zivachim Yechilu, Yishtu Yayin Esicham, Yekumu V'Yazruchim Yehi Aleichem Sisera. And this Pasuk speaks about the fats that were offered for Avodah Zarah, as well as wine that was poured for Avodah Zarah and was brought for Avodah Zarah, and therefore we have a hekesh between the two. And ma zevach asubana af yayin nami asubana, and just like the zevach of yudichavim is going to be asubana, therefore yayin nesech will also be asubana. And the gemara is zevach gufim minolan. What is the makor that an offering that is brought for Avodah Zarah is asubana? And the gemara explains the chsiv, and this is based on a pasuk in Tehillim, as the pasuk states, vayitzam du lebal par vayochlu zivchei mesim. And the pasuk tells us that they attach themselves to Baal Pa'ar and they ate from the Zvachim of the dead. And we see that offerings that are brought for Avodah Zarah are compared to a corpse. And the Gemara states, Ma Meis Asubana, and just like we know that a corpse is Asubana, Av Zevach Nami Asubana, and therefore an offering to Avodah Zarah is also Asubana. And the Gemara continues, Umeis Gufa Minolan, and how do we know that a corpse is Asubana? And the Gemara explains, this is based on Xer Shava, as Asya Sham Sham Egla Rufa, as Ksiv Hacha, as in Pashas Chukas, the Pasuk states, Vatama Sham Miriam, and is speaking about the death of Miriam and the corpse of Miriam, and Viksiv Hasam and Pasha Shaftim Bidigay Eglarufa, the Pasuk states, Vayridu Zikne Irahias Eglal Nachal Isan, Ashilaya Avibay Vali Zarea, Vaorfu Shomas Egla Banachal, and Malalon Osubana, Afkan Nami Osubana, and just like the Eglarufa is Osubana, therefore Mace is also Osubana. And finally, the Gemara is Vahasaminolan, and how do we know that the Eglarufa was Osubana? And Amri Debi Rabbianai, and they send the Yeshiva Rabbi Anai, as Kapar Ksibba Kekachim, as Benegeda Eglarufa, the Pasuk and Pasha Shaftim states, Kapila Am Chisol, Asha Padisa Hashem, Valtitin Dam Noki Bekarav Am Chisol, Venekapila Madam, and therefore we see that the Eglarufa is Asabana, just like Kachim. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Bachay Mishal Evdichavim Shay Mitrilasa Yayin, and is also an Isahana on wine of Evdichavim that now turned into wine vinegar. And our Gemara is Pshita, Mishum de Achmed's Pakale Yisurei, that l'chayr the din of our Mishnah is pashut, as would you think that just because it became vinegar, so now would not be asa ba'anah, as since it was originally yayin esech, then certainly the issa ha'anah still applies when it becomes wine vinegar. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Ashi ha'asal hashminan chayim shalon b'yalei v'chavim ein sar chesim tei chesim, that the chiddush of our Mishnah is that the only reason why this is asa ba'anah is because when it was wine, it was in the hands of the eidik chavim, and therefore it became yayin esech, and therefore we see clearly that the eidik chavim is not menasech wine vinegar in front of avedis kichavim. Therefore, for example, if a guy would buy wine vinegar from a Jew, then that wine vinegar would still be mutar bana. And similarly, if a Jew has wine vinegar and he wants to give it to a guy in order to hold for him and to watch for him as a bekadin, then the Jew only has to make one seal, and there's no requirement to have a chaysim b'tei chaysim, as ima shimin suche loy menaschi, as certainly we're not going to be chayshish that a guy will use this as a libation and as some sort of a nisach for zavidizara, as we see from our Mishnah that a guy would only use actual wine and not wine vinegar for nisach, and v'ima shemachlufei, and if you'd be concerned that maybe the guy swapped your bottles, and when you go to get back your bottle of wine vinegar, the guy actually will give you his wine vinegar that was originally wine in his hands, and we should be concerned that maybe it's yayin esach and it's asur ba'anah. However, Zakar Vashi, kivin ikur chesim le'tarach mizayif, that as long as there's even one seal, then that would suffice, as certainly the guy would not take his time in order to pull off the seal and then forge a seal in order to be able to swap out these bottles, and this is not a chash that we have to be worried for. In Ayin Rashi, Mishumachufe Litzarchai Lachlifa Birami Menu, then one may have thought that we should be concerned that maybe the guy only had a poor quality wine vinegar and he wanted to swap it out with the Jew's good quality wine vinegar, and Kamash Malund, as long as he had one seal, then we don't have to worry. And the Gemara continues with a similar memra, as Amr Abiloy Shininu, that we learned Yayin Mavushal Shal Evi Chav Mishayim Mitulasi Yayin Asar, that if a guy had wine, and at the point that it was wine, it was certainly considered Yayin Esech, and it was Asar Ba'anah, so even though he now cooked it, it still retains its Isar, and it's still Asar Ba'anah. And once again, the Gemara is Pshita, Mishum De Vashal Pakalei Isura, that you think just because the guy cooked the wine, that the Isar would be removed, but certainly it was originally Yayin Esech, and therefore it's still Asar Ba'anah. And once again, on Rav Ashi Ha'asal Shminon, Yayin Mavushal Shalonu B'yad Evi Chavim, Ein Tzar Chaysim Adei Chaysim, and the reason is, based on this memra, as we see that Evi Chavim would not use Yayin Mavushal in order to be Menasech for Avedah Zarah, and therefore, Im Shumin Suche Eloi Menasche, as number one, we're not concerned that the guy may use the cooked wine of the Yid in order to be Menasech for Avedah Zarah, as a guy doesn't use Yayin Mavushal for Nisach, and we continue in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, V'im Shumin Chlufe, Kimin Dekah Chaysim Echel, Loi Tarach Mizayef, and if it's only because we're concerned that maybe he'll swap it out for his own Yayin Mavushal, which was originally wine, and it was an Issa of Yayin Nesach, and maybe it should still be Asa Ba'anah, and as Rashi explains, the reason why he would swap it out is not to use for his Avedah Zarah, and certainly Yayin Mavushal is not used as Nisach for Avedah Zarah, and Zok Rashi Yechlufei Lishtois, that maybe the guy swapped it out in order to drink this wine. However, there's still no requirement to have two seals, and as long as there's one seal, that would suffice, as we previously explained. Ayin Rashi at the bottom of Daf Chav Tasim Beis, Ha'asal Hashmina, Taim Adai V'chom Boshlai, Ha'boshlai Yisrael, Beheta, Sulei Mitzvah Ba'anah, the Kamash Mon, Dloi Menaschai V'chom, Yayin Mavushal, Hilkach Yayin Mavushal Shalanu, Shalufka Loi V'chom, Ein Tzar, Chaysim Atei Chaysim, and Ayin in Tesis, Dibu Maschal, Omra Vashi, Ha'asal Hashmina, and Tesis points out, Hu Adin, Davi Motzal Meimah, Da Hashmina Dafka Shal Issa, Shes Nasach Ba'idi Yayin, Aval Shal Yisrael Mutar, but if it would have belonged originally to Yisrael, and it became wine vinegar, and now the guy bought it from a Jew and is reselling this wine, then certainly it would be mutter to buy. And as we previously explained, la banisachu al chadunokot ashmin minotati, and einachin nami, Rav Ashi is only teaching us one chiddush, but certainly we would be able to learn this din from a Mishnah as well. And ayin ba'antesis anav chav tesan abeis di ma'maschal im shum and suche chaymitz la banisachu. And Tesis initially states mikan hayenur lahata chaymitz shalanu b'magal ivik chavim the gam rabbeinu mishalom hitirai. However, Rabbeinu Tam hitbid love the Omar ki in onu bekiyim betiv chaymitz ki ma'isim chol yoyim b'deis chalukais as yesh kareinayis chaymitz v'yesh kareinayis yayin, as some call it wine vinegar and some may still call it wine. As we find in Masechtas Bava Basra in Perek HaMeichas HaPeres, which is a shayla as to what is the status of something which is reicha chala v'tay mechamra, and Tezis continues to discuss the issa of yayin nesach b'negeya b'isa, which is unripened grapes. And once again, Tezis brings for Rabbeinu Mishulam that's mutar, and as he states, v'gam al b'isa As he brings a raya from Mesechtes Gittin and Mesechtes Shviyas. However, once again, Hikbid Rabbeinu Tam, Mishum de Ein on a Bekin, Masu Kari Boisa, Ayin Shom. And also, Ayin Taisa's Diba Maslo Yishtu Yein Nesicham, where Taisa points out that there's an actual machlekes as to how to explain this pasuk, and is it referring to Akravatav Vidazara, or is this pasuk actually referring to the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash? And Taisa points out, L'man Darish Lahai Krav Ba'idichav Nicha, and L'man Darish Lahai Begitin Gabitita Sham Mikruzal Yisrael, V'chein B'Sifri, Rabbi Huda Rabbi Nechami, Chad Darish Klapi Avidichav, Chad Darish Klapi Yisrael, so Tzarek Lofar, Shai Avidichav, Megan Yisrael, Avidichav Mizbeach, Kenegem Masha Isin, Lo Avidichav Shalahem, V'yoych Levishtu, Koyam Mizbeach, Shaykh Menachos, V'shayisin Nesachim, Ayin Shom. And finally, let's see the top tases on the Omid, Diba Maschel Yayim Minolon, and tases is, Tema, Maika Boyim Minolon, Hamasisim Mayim B'Stam Yenom. Our Mishnah is not talking about Yayin Nesach Tiraisa, and we're talking about Stam Yenom, V'gzir Rabban, who should go Zal Yenom, Mishum B'nei Seyem, and therefore it has nothing to do with the Pasuk, and tases answers, V'yish Lema, Devada Ik Gzir, the Stam Yenom, is Mishum B'nei Seyem, as we will see in Daf Lam and Vavim Beis. However, Miu, Loya, Isu Nois Bano, Mitam Zeh, and if it would only be because of the Gzira of Bnei Seyin, then we wouldn't have asked the Banda, me did I have a Pita Mishmanam, just like we find with the Gea, the Issa of Pasa Akum and Shemen Akum, that the Issa was only on Achila and not on Hana. And the reason why Stam Yenim is Asa Banda is of the Rabbanon, Kiyayin Nesach Gomor, Shes Nasech, Lefnei Avi Yitzchavim, She Asa Minatera, and Mishum the Domile, and therefore, since it's similar, so the Rabbanon said that Stam Yenim is also Asa Banda, Val Yayin Nesach, Sheila Tam Minolon, and therefore, Agamor is, that how do we know that Yayin Nesech is Asa Ba'anah Midiraisa Ayin in Taisvis, and we will stop over here.